And welcome to Coach's Corner this hour as we talk all things Madison High School football. They got a big one this week against Burlingame. Coach, great to have you on. Nate Tice-Graber. Coach, you know, we're going to talk a lot about this week, but, you know, you're 2-0 after last week's win over Hartford. You've had time to look at the film. You've had some practice. But first, what's your initial thoughts on last week?
It was we won 49-0, but I think what we found out from the film was we had a lot to clean up. We had a lot of penalties. We turned the ball over twice. You know, I think the big thing to take from that game was you can't do those type of things later in the season when you get into district play and you start thinking about playoffs if you want to be a team that advances. So. We really tried to emphasize this week, you know, we got to be a little more mentally tough and be able to handle hard better. Because as we go through the season, things are going to be tough. And so we need to improve in those areas.
And how do you think the kids have responded so far the last couple of days of practice?
Kids have been very positive. You know, this group of kids, they're pretty loosey-goosey. But they're focused and they're fun to be around. And so, you know, our kids are mature. We've got a good veteran group. And, you know, when we challenge them, they usually handle things the right way. So we've been very pleased with how they responded this week. And so we're looking forward to the challenge coming up this Friday.
And, Coach, before we shift focus, you know, I want to talk a little bit about your personnel. We've talked about Kruzleiser. We've talked about Octavian Dean. Obviously, those two guys are great players. But, you know, this is a team sport, and you have to have all 11 guys on the field playing as one, right? So can you talk about some other guys that have impressed you?
Yeah. I'll start with a senior who's, you know, been a three-year starter for us. Plays defensive back and wide receiver, and that's Lane Smith. He was our player of the week overall from week two. This young guy had a heck of a game. He scored a touchdown in the kicking game on a punt return. So he, you know, makes a big impact on special teams with returns and the way he can cover kicks. On offense, he scored a touchdown and actually had another one, too, that was called back on penalty. But Lane's a big play guy. He's good with the ball in his hands, and he's got really good natural instincts. And then defensively, he's always solid. He had an interception. And so he's a guy that really stood out week two. And, you know, we expect as the season goes, he's going to just continue to get better and kind of lead the secondary and make big plays for us. Another guy that stood out and was our quarterback, junior Braden Grimmett. You know, he plays within himself. He understands the offense, and he knows that he doesn't have to do everything himself. He's got good playmakers around him. If he gets good, solid protection, you know, we as the coaching staff, we trust him to make good decisions, and we've been very pleased. You know, he just made a second start at quarterback, and, you know, the improvement that he's making on a weekly basis, that's exciting for the team and for the future. Another guy too, he's kind of a, you know, an unheralded guy, plays up front for us, a senior, you know, Jackson King, plays guard for us on offense, and he plays nose guard on defense. And, you know, Jack is a kid who's worked extremely hard to make himself into a football player. And, you know, he's kind of the anchor for us on that offensive line. And he's got a freshman and a sophomore up there with him. And so he does a good job of taking those guys under his wing. And you know, the success of our team offensively, it all really comes back to the way that the offensive line plays. So we're very happy with how Jack's performing and how he's providing leadership at that position. So those are just a few other guys. I mean, there's several other guys that are, you know, key contributors for us, but those are the guys just from week two kind of stand out.
Well, Coach, it's a long season. We'll get them all in eventually, right? So, you know, one thing I want to ask you about before I let you go, what a matchup this week. We taking on Burlingame, if I'm not mistaken, Coach, two 2-0 teams, two really good teams on both sides of the ball. how much respect you got for Burlingame in this matchup.
Yeah, Burlingame, Coach Slater, you know, Coach West, all the guys over there, that they do a great job. They've got a really solid program, and you know, Slater's got those guys built up to where they're league contenders every year. They're contenders in their district, and you know, they definitely make damage in the postseason. So, you know, for us, we know them, they know us. We really need to focus on us and try to take care of, you know, ourselves in all three phases of the game, and not worry so much about what they're doing. You know, we're going to try to control the controllables, you know, in a game like this where, you know, you got teams that are fairly evenly matched. A lot of times it comes down to who can make fewer mistakes. And so that's, you know, offensively, we don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot. We want to be able to continue and extend drives. And then on the other side of the ball on defense, we want to make them have to snap the ball as many times as possible in an offensive series. They have the potential to be very explosive in the passing game. The Skirvin kid at wide receiver, he's a difference maker, and he just looks different out there. And so, you know, we hope that our guys are up for the challenge. Their quarterback run game is outstanding. And you know, that kid, he's playing at a very high level for only his third start at quarterback. So, you know, I think we know the challenge that's coming in, and we've got an experienced, mature group of kids. And so we're looking forward to the challenge, and it's a great measuring stick game for us before we get into district play. Because if you want to be successful in district play and into the postseason, you're going to play teams like Burlingame. And so we're excited, and so we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, I wish you luck on this week's game. We'll talk next week.
That sounds great. Thank you for everything you do for kids, and go Dogs.
All right. Appreciate it. That is Nate Teichgraber, the head football coach over at Burlingame, head football coach over at Madison. And I'm Alex Benzigal. This has been brought to you this hour by Cody Thurston of Midwest Land Group and Shankey Well Service.